Thanks, Brian. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on. Let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. Lead me home. Amen. We've been encountering this series this summer of singing our faith, so we've been going through the greatest hits of the Christian catalog, so to speak. And today we center on this hymn, Precious Lord. It's written by Thomas A. Dorsey. And some of you might know Tommy Dorsey, the American trombone player. This is a different Tommy Dorsey. This is Thomas A. Dorsey, who was born in Georgia. Black man, 1899 he was born. Out in the outskirts, kind of rural community, his dad was a farmer and a preacher. His mom was a piano teacher. They couldn't afford much, but they had kind of a little organ in the house. And so young Thomas learned how to play. And he's known as kind of the father of black gospel music. Kind of one of the original people to take blues music and bring it into the church. And of course, when he did that, some people didn't like that, you know. We often want to protect the sacred. But you know, in Acts, God tells Peter, what God has made clean, don't call profane. We could worship God with kazoos this morning, it would seem, and it would be just fine. Well, Dorsey is one of the giants in this genre, and he went on to be the choral and music director of Pilgrim Baptist Church in South Chicago for nearly 50 years. That church became a synagogue after that, and now it's being developed into the National Museum of Gospel Music, and not least of which due to the legacy of Thomas A. Dorsey. When his early 30s, he was living in Chicago and he was with his newly wedded wife, Nettie. And he had a job to play at a revival down in St. Louis, and she was pregnant with their firstborn. And as he went down there on the second night of playing and helping with the revival, he received a sad telegram. It said, "Your wife has died. Come home." And so he went home. And she had given birth to a son, and he talked about having both just huge sadness and huge joy at the same time. But what made matters worse is the son didn't survive either. And so just a day or two later, he buried both his wife and his newborn son. Can't imagine that pain. Some people can, because you've had a child or somebody die tragically. But somehow in that place, that's the time when Thomas wrote, "Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand." Our scripture passage paired with our text for today, it's kind of easy because it's Jesus' hand that is needed for Peter. It's this story of Jesus walking on the water, which you probably remember from Sunday school, you know. That's what I remember it from. It's told in three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and John, where Jesus comes walking on the water after he's sent the disciples across in a boat. But only in Matthew do we get this little extra story about Peter walking on the water. The disciples are out there, the wind's blowing, the waves are battering against them. They see Jesus and they're all scared out of their minds, which seems understandable. I think I would be too. What in the world is going on? They think it's a ghost. Jesus says, "Don't worry, have courage, it's just me." Yeah, okay, whatever. And then Peter says, "If it really is you, Lord, call me out onto the water." Pretty bold. And so Jesus says, "Yeah, do it." Peter gets out of the boat, and lo and behold, he's standing on the water. Until he realizes what is going on, and the wind comes up, and he begins to sink. And he says, "Save me, Lord." This story is often preached with this text, and it's often preached, you know, keep your eyes on Jesus, because if you don't, you'll sink. It'll go like this. It'll be kind of a to-do list or a how-to. You know, don't be as doubtful as Peter. You know, when Peter had faith, he walked on water. When he had fear, he sank in the water. The same is true for you. Fear will sink you. You know, keep your eyes on Jesus. And perhaps that's not bad advice for all of us in faith. Yeah, look to Jesus. Don't sink. But then there's the truth that you're human, which means sometimes you might not keep your eyes on Jesus, or even more so and more true, the circumstances of life or the fears or the worries or the storms are so great that you just can't. Or sometimes it will say, in that circumstance, all you have to do is reach out and grab on to Jesus. But did you notice that's not what happened? Peter said, Lord, save me. And then the text says, immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught Peter, not the other way around. It wasn't unfaith which caused the death of Dorsey's wife and child. After all, he was in St. Louis proclaiming faith to people, proclaiming God's love. It was grief that sank him. And the story of God throughout the scriptures and throughout the thread of the faithful is not so much a story of the heroes of faith, but rather a story of the heroic faithfulness of God. Through and beyond all the fears, the worries, the storms, and the tragedies, a story of God who reaches down into the depths and says, I've got you even there. This doesn't negate the hurts and pains or failures or trials that we have. God knows how bad things get. That's the story of Jesus. Jesus wept at the tomb of his friend Lazarus, who had died. Jesus lamented over the entire city of Jerusalem who couldn't see the promise that he proclaimed. And when he was in the garden fearing for his own life, he cried tears. And when Jesus meets us, when we hear Christ's word, it is the word of one who is utterly with us in the water. The miracle, perhaps, is that Jesus, encountering Peter sinking, still reaches out and saves him. And it might be easy to chastise Peter. Well, Pete, you just should have kept your eyes on your Lord. You should have kept your eyes on the prize. Too bad, buddy. And we might hear Jesus say, you of little faith, why did you doubt? And yet even a shred of faith was miraculous for Peter. Why did he doubt? Well, why do any of us doubt? Seemed like he had a good reason. I'm walking on water, for goodness sake. Yet the true miracle is that Jesus says, I've got you, even there. In your doubt. Dorsey was interviewed later about the hymn, and he shared also how he felt that it wasn't his own doing. He had a hand that reached out to grab him. He talks about he had a friend, Professor Fry, who days after the funeral, after he says he was just crushed, Dorsey said, it killed me off. I didn't even want to play gospel music. I wanted to just go back to straight blues. His friend brought him to the local music school that was in Chicago and just sat him down at a piano and left him alone. And Dorsey then says, I started my fingers just browsing over the keys. And seemingly the words, like drops of water from the crevice of a rock above, seemed to drop in line with me on the piano. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, let me stand. I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Two things today, perhaps. Hear again that promise from Jesus. See his hand. I've got you. Even in the fear, even in the doubt. And for those of us who may not be encountering crisis of faith, perhaps you may be that hand. Christ in us, with us, promising to work through us. How can we seek to be and bear the presence of God for one another? I noted, interestingly, it seems prudent to note that even in our country today, black mothers are three times as likely to die in childbirth as others. How do we continue to care for one another in that place? Perhaps today the gift is just to get it in our ears again, maybe even get it stuck in your head. I'm mindful that my third grade daughter and a bunch of other little knuckleheads are on buses right now going up to Cathedral of the Pines camp, third through fifth graders. And each night when they're up there, they will sing this song. I'm sure they won't have any idea what Thomas Dorsey went through when he wrote it, but I hope it gets stuck in their soul. Precious Lord, take my hand. So that when any trials come their way, they know that promise is for them. So let's sing it today and let it get stuck in our hearts. Amen.